Blog Talk Radio.
Traffic in them, yeah, I mean, space boots with the spike. Go to AZ on a flight, smell 100 overnight.
Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Fogo and Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, smoking weed and ain't got no place to go though. But all my bogan boys, they know though. That's for sure though.
Are those
beautiful
jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top of something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hit the season was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Yeah, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants and shit.
Friday, you live with Big Chris, Tony Rayford, and Crew Chief on the Slaughter Boy FLA. Let's lay and play an FLA show. So, Big Chris.
Yo.
What's up, partner?
And you know if you hear Trev and Crew Chief in the same sentence with Big Chris, there's some trouble nearby.
Man, well, you know what, DNA? I like a little trouble now. I like a little trouble. I don't like nothing easy. I always like a little trouble now. What trouble we going to get into tonight on the show?
Tonight, I don't know, man. It's, if I ain't mistaken, man, tonight, I think we about a month out. I think we about a month. No, I think we got about one more week, and then we'll be about a month out, man, from that coming in and playing FLA. Of course, you know, we got a lot of
About five weeks.
We got a lot going on that day, man. Hold on, Chris.
Before you go there, you said we about 5 weeks away. So that means they got 5 weeks to get some slicks. They got 5 weeks to get some nitrous, get them some plugs, get their tune-ups right, get motors with people who got to pick up motors, transmissions, converters, whatever y'all need to pick up. Y'all got about 5 weeks before
I got to cut you off, man. I got to cut you off. Because if you talking about any real racer got a trailer full of that shit already.
Man, well, you know, well.
Only thing I think that a lot of these guys missing, and I don't know if you can find it in 5 weeks because you just got to be born with it. It's fucking hard, man.
Ooh, they got to have. Hey, if they ain't got no heart. I tell you what, y'all hit me on the back line. I got some train to go juice. You feel me? I got some of that train to go juice. Hit me on the back line.
Train to go.
You hit me on the back line. I'm gonna hit you my PayPal account. You hit that there to me. I'm gonna next day air that there to you. I don't know if it's gonna get to you in time, but at least if you know it's on the way, you know what I'm saying? You can start acting brave if you ain't brave. You ain't got no nuts. Ain't got no hair on them nuts. Well, I don't know what to tell you then. You better get you some Tangeray and take two shots of Tangeray straight, no chaser, and by the time that second shot gets all the way in there, you might have a little hair on your nuts by then. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. I got that train to go to. They ain't got no nuts, they ain't got no heart. Boy, the 29th ain't for them, bro. That's real.
That's real.
The 29th ain't for them, bro. It's not for you, Kabway. The way these guys snapping on his phone, looking for that action. But damn all that. What action they got to look forward to?
We got 29. You know the rules, crew chief. You can slap whatever the fuck you want to slap on there. Just make sure you take your wheelie balls off. So
come on.
You can run what the fuck you brung. As long as it got 28s to 29s on it with no wheelie balls. You could go ahead and get the Marvin Gaye and get
Hold on, Chris. So you mean to tell me that my partner coming there with a 2 JT with twins on that motherfucker, he can get down as long as he ain't got no Willie balls?
If he got 28s or 29s on that motherfucker with no Willie balls, trail, I swear to God he could get it how he live.
So you mean to tell me my partner can come in there on a set of 28s With that 5-3 and 4 systems, long as he ain't got no willy bar, he in there.
I swear to God he could get it how he live, Trev.
So you mean to tell me one more time, I got to ask you this one more time. So you mean to tell me my partner can get in there with a street-style G-body Monte Carlo on some 28 with a 496 and all the nitrous the motor he can hold, he can get in there and do something?
I swear to God he could get it how he live, Trail.
Man, you got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be fucking. Man, you can't be. Man, you can't be for real, man. If it's going to be like that, Chris, then I think, man, that's going to be a hell of a race then, bro. That's going to be a – you got to have some nuts to run over there, man. If you ain't got no nuts, man, I don't know what to tell you, bro. You got to have some nuts, man. But one thing about it, y'all ain't leaving nobody out, so – nobody can complain about they ain't had no action. But they ain't had no nothing to get into. But it's there. That boy, you say Marvin, how you say Marvin Gaye?
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Hey, and if they take too long, it's going to be Teddy Pendergrass. Turn off the lights. And light a candle.
Hey, Coochie.
Yo.
Hey, man, listen.
What
up? You know, we got a couple group of guys, man. They already on that train to go juice. I mean, they were talking about, they called us trying to do something for the show, man. They wanted to put their shootouts together. They say, y'all throwing a race? We say, yeah. They say, well, damn, we want to put on a little show. Man, we got about 3-4 car shootouts, man. One of the 4 car shootouts is the big dogs, I guess we could tell it. It'd be heavy hitters in the 29 world right now. It's four guys.
Right.
I believe all of them nitrous. They real big heavy hitters. We're not going to announce it yet. We've been asked to delay on that until after this week. Of course, everybody knows this Mike Hill race this week. So they've been asking to hold off. As long as they get through Mike Hill race, then we'll go ahead and they'll commit, and we'll be able to go ahead and let that out and let everybody know. We also got four heavy hitters and a small block, single carburetor cast intake shootout as well. They've asked the same thing. Y'all hold out to after Mike Hill race. As long as we got oil pressure, we're going down on somebody's ass. And then we got, I see it's the damn train to go special shootout. Because these motherfuckers been going at it since we damn said we was having a show, man. The Fantastic Four featuring Viagra, the Golden Gorilla owned by Aunt Gomez. We got the Camaro from over out west. I believe he's from over there. I think Bradenton Way. And we got straight out of South Florida himself. They call him Gone Hollywood out of Hollywood Customs. Little Mama Mr. Want
Gone Hollywood
Malibu. Yeah, man. He bringing the Malibu. He say he gonna land play in FLA. And then we got the alternate straight out of RPC, the Mike with the yellow Mustang, man.
Hey, Chris. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that Fantastic Four shootout, them boys said they want to grab that man right off the rip and go to his ass, ain't it?
Man, them boys locked up. They said, fuck a hat, Coochie. They said they ain't drawing for nothing.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Now, they definitely trained to go. Them boys, them boys ain't got no brakes, no reverse. They got one gear, that's high gear. And one thing about it, you got four cars. There's only going to be one winner. And time will tell, boy.
That's right.
Time will tell. We gonna see who gonna play and who just gonna lay on their stomach.
We gonna see. I know a lot of people say they were bringing the Johnson. We gonna see who gonna use that motherfucker, Trev.
Yeah, we gonna see. Everybody don't hate. It takes a special motherfucker to use that Johnson and Johnson. I'm gonna be 100 with you, man. It takes a special type of person to lay that Johnson and Johnson down. But sometimes you lay that Johnson and Johnson on the motherfucker dog and they still miss the hole. You feel me?
God,
when you lay it down there, right?
I think that was possible,
man, you'll be amazed, man. That Johnson and Johnson, man. You gotta know. You gotta have just enough angle, with just enough speed, and just enough thrust to penetrate what you're trying to penetrate. If not, man, you're gonna be all over yonder, man. You're gonna be hitting things you ain't supposed to be hitting, man. So at the end of the day. At the end of the day, we're gonna find out who that special guy is, Mr. Johnson and Johnson himself, on that Fantastic Four. But what else we got for the folks? What else we got for the fans, man? What else we got for the fans?
Man, we got a hospitality tent we setting up, man, for the races only. This is not for spectators. It's for the races only, and we're gonna set it up, man. You're gonna come eat, party, drink, all that is just for the races, man. So if your races and crew. We're gonna go ahead and take care of you that week. Of course, there's still gonna be vendors out there for the spectators. We ain't leaving y'all out, but this is for the racers, man. Just a little race appreciation, just to go ahead and let them, you know, let them know we do appreciate y'all, and we appreciate y'all for coming down to the first annual Land Play in FLA.
Right. There you go.
We got a couple locked in races.
So you mean, hold on. So you mean to tell me if I'm a racer, I can come to this tent and put some food in my stomach and I ain't got to reach in my pocket and pull out
no
coins,
no
cash, no dollars, no nothing.
If you reach in your pocket, I hope you make a rule to put something in there. There ain't nothing got to come out of there, not to eat up under the tent.
Okay, so you mean to tell me, hold on, let me get this straight. Let me get an understanding now. So you mean to tell me I'm a racer, right? I got my racer band on and whatnot, and I got one of my crew members, and we go down to the tent. You mean to tell me he can eat what I eat and ain't got to reach in his pocket?
You're damn right.
Man, you got to be shitting me, man. Where the hell they do that at? I ain't never seen that done before, man. Where the hell they do that at, man?
If you ain't never seen it done, it's a first time for everything. Come lay and play in FLA. Orlando Speed World, July 29th. I swear to God, you will see it firsthand.
Well,
I'm definitely looking forward to that. Well, what color the tent going to be? I might just go there right off the rip, man, because, you know, I keep an appetite, and I'm always looking for something good to eat. I ain't going to say I'm looking for something to eat. I'm looking for something good to eat. So
Fred,
it's
don't
be
look
good.
For the color of the tent, baby. Just look for the barbecue smoke.
Okay, just look for all the smoke. Okay, look for the smoke. Well, hold on, hold on. Now, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some other people out there with some grills, you know what I'm saying, got a little campfire going, whatever the case may be. So how am I going to know
I
they smoking
your
smoke?
I guarantee you they won't be smoking like we smoking.
Woo. Okay. Okay. I can take that. I can take that. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring my appetite with me. And I'm going to make sure my crew man bring his appetite with him. You know, he can put something into something. But I can't get him too full. I want to be able to make sure he can check the tires. He get that tire pressure right. Get the bottles right. You know, make sure I ain't pointing to the left or the right to get on somebody's ass. But that's what's up, though. But I'm listening, though. Come on. You've been steady knocking me off my feet every time you tell me something different. So guess what? I'm listening, bro. I'm listening. Fill me in. Fill me in, my brother. Fill us in. Fill us in.
We got Viagra and Blue Magic. They locked. We got Joe Louis with Bigfoot, Mr. Price, and Papa Smurf Sr. They locked. We got Joe Louis and Bigfoot with The Rock. They locked.
Right.
We got Aunt Gomez and Blue Magic. They locked. We got...
Right.
I believe we got Jason Wells and Blue Magic. I believe they locked. I could be corrected if I'm wrong. But it just seemed like Blue Magic ain't fucking on, man. They trying to get somebody hot.
Man, Blue Magic getting it in, boy. Blue Magic getting it motherfucking in.
We might have to get Camp 8 on the phone, man. Tony, let's see if we can get Camp 8 on the phone, man.
Hey, Tony. All right. Hey, Chris. Man, Blue Magic, man, that boy must go. He must come in there with two motors, man. All that action he got going. I hear Blue Magic. Blue Magic lock. 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 Boy, Blue Magic must go. He must be going to be changing motors between rounds. He's going to do some of that NHRA type stuff. Tear it down, put it back together, you know, in 44 minutes, man. What's up?
Blue Magic said he got a fucking point to prove, man.
Well, I don't know who we hunting or who we trying to get or who we got in this size, but, boy, somebody in trouble. Somebody is in trouble.
I got some other stuff in the works. I ain't gonna let it out yet, man. I ain't gonna let it out. Let me leave it alone. I ain't gonna tell it all, bro. I gotta leave something for the show, man. And we tell everything.
Okay, well, that's
we know it's tight,
man. Well, okay, well, we can't tell it all. We just gotta show. You know what they say? The best things are left untold. So we gonna leave it untold. You feel me? How my dad always say, "What you write in the book?" Well, we gonna go ahead and make that a mystery, then. God damn it. So we're gonna make that part of mystery, Chris. And we'll figure it out later on. We'll definitely figure it out later on. Yeah. Blue Magic get on the phone yet or no?
I don't know. We waiting on Tony. Let's see what Tony
says.
Hey,
Blue Magic is on the phone. Blue Magic is on the phone. All he gotta do is hit
Tony,
the phone.
Tony, we got any mics opened up, Tony?
Okay, hold on. There you go. There go Camp 8 right now.
Dante.
Now, I don't know why he hung up as soon as you said his name, but he hung up as soon as you said his name. Hold on.
Don't do him like that, Mr. Rafer. Don't do him like that. He's just trying to get on. He might have hit the one button and end the call by mistake, man. Mr. Rayford, you can't do him like that, Mr. Rayford.
Hello?
Oh, he can't be scared of all this locking in he's been doing.
Oh,
I know he's scared of a little phone time.
Lock. I'm telling you, this is the easy part right here. This is the easy part right here.
Yo,
what it do?
What's happening?
Is that Mr. Blue Magic?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up, my brother? Man, hey, you the man of the hour right now, bro. All I've been hearing is Blue Magic Lock, Blue Magic Lock, Blue Magic Lock, Blue Magic Lock. Well, you got some lock-ins and you got some people you trying to hit across the head, or you got some people trying to hit you across the head. Which one is it, my brother?
Man, I got a couple of heads I'm gonna knock off, clean off the rack. I just need somebody there to catch it. Somebody got to be there to catch it. I don't want to hit the ground. If they can't, the same body, they'll be there to catch it.
All right.
What's going on?
Man, we here, man. We live, man. You know it's Friday. You know. Friday evening, 6 o'clock, is another FLA show, man. You know what I'm saying? We trying to see who going to lay, who going to play, or who just going to, you know, just who just ain't got no hair on their nuts, man. You know, who ain't trained to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But we 5 weeks away and only time will tell. You know, we 5 weeks away, and the truth shall set a lot of these people on the phone listening, coming to the show, planning on participating. Gonna show if they've been set free or not, bro. That's all, you know. A talk is cheap until you put it in action.
Yeah.
When
yes,
I say
sir.
When I say put it in action, I mean locking up. Cause you get a lot of cats get on the phone and they blow a lot of smoke and they bad this that, but they ain't locking nobody in. You feel me? They get on the phone, well, this that and that, they ain't locking nobody in. That shit good. Mm-hmm. That's pleasing the crowd. That ain't going right though. You know what I'm saying? When you get on here and do what Blue Magic did, got 4-5 jokers locked in and trying to bash heads, and the first one to come on the show every Friday, I must give it to him. He one of the first ones on this show every Friday, so I know he got something good up his sleeve that he finna bring on the 29th. And I ain't gonna lie, man. If I was one of them cats that was running you. You know, I kind of be a little weary of what you got in store. Cause I mean, bro, I got to give it to you, my brother. You definitely one of the more you here and hey, you ready to stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? Definitely trying to
yes,
stand your ground. But is you coming off the trailer? Are you one of them come off the trailer races? First thing?
Yeah, I got Viagra off the trailer. I got Viagra off the trailer on the 29th.
All the trailer. Damn,
yeah.
So we gonna see if Viagra, is he the real Viagra or he just one of them pills out the corner store?
Yeah, he one of them little copycat make believe.
One of them, yeah, we gonna see if he one of them, man. If he a real Viagra, he gonna. So what happened to Viagra stand up in you then?
It can't. That Blue Magic too strong. You seen this best thing on the market. It kills
pure,
everything,
huh?
Man. You can't function with that magic in your system. You're a junkie.
You're a junkie. Yeah, you're a junkie.
Gonna be a lot of junkies out there on the 29th.
There's gonna
man.
Be a lot of junkies out there. Hey, there's going to be a lot of junkies out there looking crazy, trying to figure out which way they're going, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
scratching
man.
And itching and shit.
Oh, man. Mr. Price, how y'all there, Mr. Price?
I hear you on the three to fours.
Man, I got to get you on and just let everybody know you are online, you know, because we do get a couple people every now and then, you know, hollering Mr. Price. They say get Mr. Price on the phone, so I'm gonna let everybody know that Mr. Price is on the phone. His mic is open, so if y'all need him for anything, shape, form, or fashion, y'all can just y'all can do like they do the
Okay, I'm assuming that's Tony Rafer calling somebody.
Y'all can do him like they do Bloody Mary. Call his name three times and he will appear. He will appear. Hey, Tony, is that you calling somebody, Tony?
Yo.
Yeah, I was troubled. I was calling Viagra with who I was calling, but and then
you get this Viagra cup.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta shoot him a text so you call him, let him know you're calling him, man. Shoot the man a text, bum my bum. Hey, bum finna call you. Are you available?
Hey.
That way you ain't gotta wing, you know, waste our time with that type of stuff.
He know that number when it come up. That like a side
chick number.
He know what it is.
So right now, I'm with Blue Magic right now. That man one of them cornerstone pills, man. He ain't the real deal. If he know that number, that man one of them cornerstone pills, man. Swear to God, he one of them cornerstone pills, man. We gotta change his name from Viagra to Milk Dud or something like that, man. Cause You know what, Tom? You ain't picking up the phone. Well, I'm going to go along. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. The man might be at work. He might be busy. He might be tending to his kids or something, and he might come on shortly. But, yeah, man. A-A-A-P.
Yeah. What's happening?
Man, I don't know what you... Huh? Talk to me.
Just another Friday in FLA.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. But I'm going to be honest with you, my brother. I don't know what you done got yourself into, man, with this laying playing FLA, bro. Because you got these cats around here. I mean, it's going to be some real smackdown going down on the 29th. I ain't talking about no play. I'm talking about some real deal smackdown. Oh, shit, don't it? Got to be fucking
bad. Tony is ignorant, man. I don't know what the fuck Tony got.
Man, this man smoking bleach, man. Tony is smoking bleach. Well, I'm gonna give him a little minute to get rid of the music. Once we get the music over with, I'll talk, man. Okay. Now that we got the music out the way, as I was saying, Mr. Price, man, we got some real smackdown going down on the 29th. We got the man Blue Magic on the phone. He one of the first people on the phone every Friday. One of the first. And the man standing his ground. The man standing his ground, he calling out names, telling he busting heads and kicking ass and taking names, man. I mean, you got Ant Gomez, he come on the phone the first show and he started out. He started out picking his man. You got Hollywood Customs. They come on the phone. They start picking their man. I mean, you got, it's going to be some real smackdown, man. I just hope, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, the only issue is they're going to be trying to figure out who going to who ass first and how quick they can get to the lanes. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're going to be open up with us.
We're going to get them there quick, fast, and in a hurry now.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Hey. Mr. Price, yeah. I know what that track prep going to be like on July 29th, man. So goddamn sticky, you're going to leave your Jordan flip-flops on the starting line.
So you mean to tell us, you shouldn't
wear if you got them A1s from Walmart, So you snatching the soles out the motherfucker. Make no mistake about it. You got no expense on the VAT. None at all.
Wow.
We're going to make it sticky. You know how you have you catch this one red or brown skin, and that be the first time you caught them, and you be so excited.
That black.
You spray them.
That black shit.
And when you spray
get
them,
that shit right,
get Bryce.
That when you get that shit right, Bryce.
You get,
get that shit right, Bryce. That black shit.
That.
But I know what you mean, though.
That's almost better than you asking the motherfucker, do you believe in magic?
I don't know, but I'm going to see right now. Mr. Viagra.
Yo.
Man, I'm trying this. Hey, this crew chief, man, I'm trying to figure out, is you the real deal? Is you that real blue pill? You say 100 on it, or is you one of them pills from the corner store on the 29th?
Oh, everybody knows the answer to that question, dog. You know who the real deal Holyfield is right here.
Yeah.
Got my whole tribe.
Hey, say your name, Viagra. You the real Viagra, and Cialis is your cousin, huh?
That's what I've been told. Yep. You know.
That's what I'm talking about. We gonna see now. Hey, now if you don't do the do, and handle your business now, you know I'm gonna refer to you as Mr. Cornerstone. You know what I'm saying? You that little Cornerstone pill with the horse on the front.
That's fine. I heard that before.
Yeah, they got the Cornerstone pill with the muscle bound horse on the front. Make you think it's gonna be all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just.
Tony, who's the one that said that before? Rome? Oh, Tony got up.
Man, Tony, I hear you.
I just got a little noise in the back. That was Mr. Dante Delane. That's who said you were calling Stofield.
No, remember about a year ago, I think Rome, when he was gonna drive Nasty Nicky. He was talking about some corner store pills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that red pill. What they call it? Red something? I don't know.
Ant or something?
Yeah, black ant. Yeah, that's what
they call it. Oh, man. Hey, I don't know about the black ant or the blue ant or the blue pill or none of that stuff, but I need a race update real quick. I need a race update. Mr. Tony Rayford, or anybody on the phone who listening right now who may be able to answer this question. Did Lil Buddy and Jit get their race locked up on the back line? I know they're supposed to go to the back line and try to get it, get some things worked out or whatever. I'm trying to figure out, did they get that race accomplished or no? Anybody? I'm directing
yeah,
to
they
Tony,
got
but.
Locked up. I believe he got locked up.
Okay. And what the race is? What the name? Jit get the what? Hit? Jit get the break?
I think it's head up.
No, it's not. That race ain't head up. Nobody got to give Amen Chuck the back tie. I'm not sure on the time of the race or anything like that. I believe Lil Buddy is on the phone, so he can hit the one button. If he's not working, if he could hit the one button, come in here and update everybody on that race.
Anybody got anything to get off their chest, man, y'all hit the one button. We ain't holding no hostages. Y'all hit the one button.
At all.
Say what's on your chest, let it come out your mind.
Man, put an address to it. That's all I say. When you hit the one button, get on here, man, put an address to it, man. That's it. Then put an address. Don't get on here punk faking with all these subliminal messages and call outs. Man, put an address to it, man. Let's get this shit started, man. All right, it's Friday. It's Friday night. Just got paid. Money in my pocket. Yeah, all that there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
We
go that's what
play
I'm talking about.
FLA.
Hey, Tony. Mr. Rayford. Hey,
go ahead.
You see them hands? When you see them hands start popping up,
No, ain't nobody hitting the one button. I ain't got but two mics open. But, you know, they need to come on and hit this one button. But I did get a text. There's a couple of people that still might not know who you is, Cool Chief. You might need to tell them. You need to tell them.
I'm the one and only Crew Chief from the world famous team, Big Low. Hit Squad Racing, that is. You know, straight out of Miami, Florida. The driver of the Fast by Gas S10. You know what I'm saying? I mean, S10 ain't around no more. It got a new home. S10 has a new home, but y'all stay tuned. And just stay tuned and keep your bridges up real tight. And keep your bottles on warm, because it won't be long before it's on. But at the end of the day, as I say.
Last week we had Price talking about Big Low comeback, and then now you talk about your... Y'all giving the people too much, man. We ain't going to have no surprises left, Trev. We ain't going to have no surprises. Y'all got to keep some of the stuff in the bag now.
Man, look here, Chris. Well, look here, Chris, man. I'm be 100. I'm gonna refer to something like Mr. Price said, man. When I got with that girl for the first time, you know, we had conversations before. You know what I'm saying? When I talked to her, she told me she couldn't take that much. Like, man, look, man, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you one of them, I can't handle one of them. I told her, no, I ain't one of them, baby. I ain't talking like.
Hey, Crew T.
I'm a little boy.
Crew T.
Yo,
I wanna say that it's good that you straighten that out because. Somebody say they thought you was Brian, the dude from Hollywood. They thought that's who they thought Crew Chief was.
Brian?
I don't know who Brian is.
I'm definitely not from Hollywood. I mean, ain't got nothing wrong with nobody from Hollywood, but I'm not from Hollywood. My name not Brian. I'm the one and only Crew Chief, man. You know, I'm all over the internet with my crew. We all over the internet. Y'all just, you know, look it up. Crew Chief, Big Low, and Smack Talk TV. I know In the Cut, BET, Dolomite. You know, all these guys do videos. Gunnit Picks, they do videos. They do a lot of recording at a lot of out of town races. You know, I'm normally in the camera.
We can't say one and only now because, you know, they done try to duplicate it, but we got the original Crew Chief.
The original Crew Chief. The one and only, man. I'm the one and only. The one and only Crew Chief, man. Listen, often imitated, never duplicated. Never, there would never be another like this. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, y'all can check me out. For those who don't know who I am, I mean, we on the internet. I'm normally the one in the camera, you know, but I had to. How they say you had to got to fall back. I had to fall back. So when I pulled back, you know what I'm saying. I had to lean over to my little bro, hollering his ear a little bit. How they say pass the torch. I had to pass the torch, man. I passed the torch on to Big Chris. So right now, you know, Big Chris is the mouthpiece for his squad racing. You know what I'm saying. So y'all see him more so often at the races and the cameras. Doing a lot of the trash talking, you know, and we like, you know, when you get a sub and they say you want oil and vinegar, we like oil and vinegar. We just put it together and make it happen. So, you know, I back him up. He backed me up. He got my back. I got his back. And this is what we do. We going to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? So, however, y'all want to do it, say it, play it, whatever, we can play it. Say it, play it, run it. Let's get it. But enough about me. The show is not about me. The show is about the 29th, July 29th. Come lay and play in FLA with Mr. Price, Slider Boy Racing, Hit Squad Racing, T5, Tony Rayford, Viagra, Blue Magic, the whole D-League camp. I mean, for a lot of people on the phone who haven't got a chance to meet a lot of these D-League guys, y'all come on out to the track, these D-League guys, they're going to be down there signing autographs, shaking hands, taking pictures with the kids and all that type of stuff. For those who care to partake in the festivities, me personally, I'd be happy to see all the D-League guys because a lot of you motherfuckers, I don't have no clue who the fuck y'all are, but I plan on getting to meet all of y'all. You know, I'm going to come and shake a hand and say, man, what's up, I'm Crew Chief XYZ. Some of y'all may know me, a lot of y'all may not, but I just, you know, I can finally put a name to the face to the car, and let's get it on. I just look forward to seeing everybody and see who going to get their asshole blowed out and see who going to mess with that Johnson & Johnson, because I was telling Chris, he take a special motherfucker to handle that Johnson & Johnson now. So I do know at the end of the night, Mr. Johnson & Johnson, out of all these shootouts, it's going to be a Mr. Johnson & Johnson out of every shootout crown. You know, he going to have the right aim, the right pitch, the right thrust, and he's going to run right up in that hole and blow some assholes out.
Maybe we get with Price about that. We got to give out a Mr. Johnson & Johnson award, man. Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll get with Mr. Price and get with T5, get with the team. We'll talk it over. We'll give out a Mr. Johnson & Johnson of the Night award.
Mr. Johnson, Johnson tonight. Ain't no pressure.
Johnson, Johnson soap and baby oil and body wash.
There you go. There you go. That's crazy, man.
Lay and play in FLA, huh? Wow.
And tell them, don't take that home and get no ideas now, goddamn it. Don't take it home and get no ideas now.
That's the whole purpose. Come back. If you win it, you're supposed to do whatever you want to do with it. Because Johnson and Johnson,
man,
make something very, tell you, caution, slippery when wet.
Slippery when wet, believe believe that. Hey, they mess around and hit the wrong hole now. If you tell my, hey, man, I gotta put the car down for a little bit, man. I got a little one on the way, boy.
I don't play like that.
Hey, Price, you know when it's slippery when wet, that reverse don't work too good now. You get a little too slippery, a little too wet, that reverse don't work too good.
A lot of people don't have no training brake button at work all the time. Ooh. They have to do the Fred Flintstone to go backwards.
Ooh, put their foot down and oh, man.
Y'all got
to
be silly as motherfuckers, man.
Man, and we ain't even on that Throw That D yet. Good God Almighty, wait till we get on that. Wait till we get on our adult beverages.
Wow.
When we get on those adult beverages, they're definitely going to be, go up to a whole nother
movie,
level.
Like they say in church, according to the moving of the spirit, the order of service subject is changed.
Did somebody
change? When you get on that pressure, the game really begins to change.
See, there you go. You ain't lie about that. Hey, we gonna be in there tomorrow. We was about to let out, but right now we feeling the spirit. We feeling the spirit. But
speaking of, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, Chris. What you had for me? Go ahead.
Speaking of the spirit, we got some out-of-town spirits, man. Some people visiting us from out-of-town, man, that might bring some damn spirit down here and put something in half you heartless motherfuckers. We got a big candy crusher coming up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Burke County.
Oh. He coming with a bag full of Jolly Ranchers. He coming for he gonna bring a bag full of Jolly Ranchers for all you sour motherfuckers. All you sour motherfuckers walking around with your face poked out, shit like that. Make sure just go by his trailer and pick it, grab a handful of them Jolly Ranchers, man.
We got Mr. Mike Hill coming down.
The one and only.
If you don't know who Mike Hill is and you call yourself a racist, kill yourself.
Right. Well,
on then, we got Mr. Tony Wright, man. Mr. Double O himself.
Tony. Tony Wright, a bad boy now. A lot of guys done
got introduced into Tony right now because he drive for Tom, though. He came down here and shook it up a little bit when Baller had a big race up there in Valdosta.
He came and drove for Tom, dog?
Yeah, he came and put down for Tom, dog. A lot of people might know who he is now.
Say it ain't. Say it ain't so. I'm assuming that I'm gonna be under the assumption that Tony Rayford with the background noise.
That I'm sorry, I didn't realize it wasn't muted. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize.
Yeah, man. Ain't no pressure. That's why I ain't cuss you out, man. I just know you under the assumption that, you know, that bleach a little strong over there, Tony. You know, I tell everybody, man, you smoking bleach, you get on here playing music.
Hey, that's why I tried not to click over. But you know what? They keep texting me about you and the crew chief from Hollywood that tune on Lil Mama, Womp Womp. And I'm telling them they ain't the same person. They thinking that's the same person.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I know Vaughn Hollywood them as racists as people in the street, but know nothing about their tune, nothing about their car. And
That's just what it is. I'm not that guy, brother. I'm not that guy.
Man, Trey, Tony might need to find a
YouTube. Yeah, well, I'm glad you cleared that up because, you know, he got some newcomers around the area and to the sport, so they might not really understand what's what, you know. But one thing I will tell you is whatever you don't understand July 29th, if you're in the house, you'll understand a whole lot more. But until then, you better do your homework.
That's all, pretty much all you got to do. Bring your ass to the show. When you don't understand, you don't understand, just bring your ass to the show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to call it the show and tell.
But crew chief, you don't have to tell them to bring their ass to the show. You just tell them to do what Jodeci used to tell you to do. And you know what Jodeci
what
told you, right?
What's that?
Come and talk to me. I really want to know your name.
Know your name. You ain't lie about that.
Oh,
you ain't lie.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you, boy. I really want to show you the game. Oh, yeah.
Believe that. You're going to learn one, two things that day. You're going to learn how to get it right, get tight, or you're going to learn how to pay the man. Somebody called Price name. Somebody said something to you, Price.
What'd that be?
I said that was pretty good.
Hey, man. It just don't stop there, Gapaho tribe. This shit just keep coming.
Yeah, I just pulled up to the softball field, fellas. I got to go kick somebody's ass on the softball field and on to the track tonight, see if we get any action at the track. But
hey,
I want to let
Trev,
you know that I'm excited for the 29th because I'm going to be fucking three bad bitches at the same damn time.
Ooh, woo! My
you
man,
make sure
hey.
You don't bring those softballs on the 29th, Travis. You can't fuck
hell
no bitches
no.
with that.
Nope. I'm going deep, long and hard for Blue Dog shit. You can tell Frank.
Uh-oh. Say no more. That boy say going long. Won't be no softballs on the 29th, goddamn.
All right, fellas.
All right, brother. Man, there right. would not be any... He would not be bringing any softballs on the 29th. That boy said they coming hard and hairy. That way you're going to be hard and hairy. Y'all hold on. Give me a minute. 1 second. I see you.
Mr. Mac Dasty.
Huh?
What's up, Mr. Mac? Huh?
Hey, I got you on the Grudge Talk Show right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you got like...
Who wants some of this? Who wants some of this boost of power here, dog?
Uh-oh.
I don't see no Honda or no Cowies.
Any motorcycles on the line? We got any motorcycles on the line. Any motorcycles on the line.
Well, who own it? Uh-oh. They don't call me high speed for no reason.
Lie about that, my brother. Definitely ain't about that.
So what's good with you, man?
Man, ain't nothing much. I'm just trying to do this little talk show real quick. But do me
a
favor, high speed. Hang up and call me right back, Hot Speed. That way I can get you on the back line.
I got you, bro.
Tenfold.
Damn, Trey, you trying to bring all type of action, eh?
Man, hey, man, the man called me, man. He know I'm that guy. When it, man, he heard about the 29th. He called in. You know, he hit me up early. I said, I'll be on the show later. He hit me up, so I had to throw him in. But he called me back. I don't know exactly what he got on his chest, but he's going to call me right back. I'm going to find out. I may throw him back in. I may not. We're going to see. But, yeah, man, we all type of action, man. Motorcycles, street bikes, real street bikes. I ain't talking about no drag bike that they call a street bike. Oh, he called me back, y'all. Give me 1 second.
Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, the brother phone got technical difficulties, but I'm back. Yeah, man, he liked to do his thing, bro. I give it to him. The man, he ride, got a nice bike, and It do what it do. Hello, am I on the show?
Damn, we all on, man. This bitch like a ghost town. Okay. We might as well wrap it up early,
Trev. Hey, man, hey, I tell you what. Hey, Mr. Rayford, shit, you know what to do.
I don't even think Tony on the show right now, man.
Hey, believe that. Hey, Chris, from now on, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to call each other. And then we'll call the people. I don't know what the hell Tony doing.
We're going to start us a backline show. That's how we're going to get it up.
We're calling it a backline. I'm telling you, the Florida FLA, lay and play in FLA backline show. Because goddamn messing around with Tony Raven. Tony Raven, boy, I tell you, man. Hot garbage. Hot garbage. See how you do, your fellow brother? Hold on, Chris. Yo, Chris.
Yo.
Man, did we find Mr. Rayford?
Man, Tony gone, man. I think we might as well exit stage left, Trev.
Man, Tony say the screen is frozen. So hold on. He say the screen frozen. So let me see. Who on the line got their mic open that's on the show besides me and Chris? Okay, with that being said, we're going to end
I apologize. My screen was froze, man. I heard y'all, but I couldn't do nothing.
Man, Tony, you got to stay off that bleach, man.
I don't know bleach. I'm sitting right here. I'm listening to everything y'all say. But the screen freeze up, man, and I can't do it. I don't know what the hell that is.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Brother. You know I got your back, bro.
Yeah.
So I need you to have my back. I need you to have my back right now. We finna exit left right now. Because
exit left. Ain't nobody
exit
saying
left.
What's all that, man? Where the morning show guys at? All that stuff went on the morning show, man. And where they at?
Man, listen, man. It's Friday. It's that pay Friday. You know you get paid every other Friday, so it's that pay Friday, man. It's that Friday. Well, you know. It ain't that bill Friday. It's that Friday where you got a little extra coins in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
And I can't get nobody to hit this one button. I don't know what they scared of this one button for.
Well, guess what? We gonna give them time to think about it. We gonna give them enough time to think about if they want to hit it or not.
All right, lighten up. Nah, you said you were gonna hang up. Hold on, I'm gonna open them up. 6588.
Hold on, Tony, it's Joe, but I'm going to get them boys in there. Hold on.
Goddamn, Joe, get them boys in.
Mr. Price, you back on
561-4263.
Your mic open.
Tony. Hello. Tony.
Yo.
Tony.
Who calling me? That's Jarrell? Jarrell. What?
Yeah. Kevin just got on the phone and said something about new dog shit. All I want them to do is not be afraid to bet. Mm-hmm. That's all I want them to do.
Don't be afraid to bet. Hey, Jarrell, do me a favor. Direct your questions to Crew Chief. I'm just running the board over here today. But direct them to Crew Chief. But I heard you. I got you, bro.
Well, everybody, I just don't want them to be afraid to bet. The man said he's coming
on the 29th. He's going to run deep. He's running hard and deep on the 29th.
So
I think he should let his pocket reflect that.
Turbo B, Turbo B, your mic open, so you go to mute, but your mic open. You got noise in the background.
I want
Turbo
to say
what's
up,
B?
What's up, man? I just want to holler at y'all. I've been just sitting here just listening to everything.
Man, where you headed to, man? Where is you going?
I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, get drunk.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Friday. I keep telling them it's Friday. It is Friday. But somebody riding down the road.
That ain't me.
Highway.
I'm parked.
You know. Yeah, sound like getting a little truck or something.
Hey, Turbo P, don't make me pour the paint off of that new motherfucker, Turbo.
Yeah, that's Turbo B. That's Turbo B. Hey,
no.
Hey, Turbo B, that's you. You got background noise. I don't know what it is, but
no, I'm sitting in the car by myself. I'm parked. That ain't me.
Then you got AC on?
It might be somebody AC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm acting this. Okay. All
right,
there you go. All
right. You got AC blowing right in the phone. Hey, there you go. Hey, Turbo B, you heard Joe say you're going to make him pull the paint off that motherfucker. Damn, I get blasted.
I'm
tired of
that, man. You know what I'm saying? All for the man's job. All you got to do is get another lane. That's a good job. Get another lane, get paid.
Yeah, all you gotta do is get another lane and punch the clock, huh?
That's all you gotta do is get another lane and get paid. It's easy money. It's easy the first time. Same race bikes.
So, Joe, what you wanna do about that? The man made you offer. What you gonna do about that? You wanna engage or not?
Yeah, I can't do nothing with be right yet, but, I got my hand for it on the 29th. Me and B, we're going to hook up, though. We're going to hook up.
Well,
say no more. Say no more. He can't do nothing but respect a man. The man say he got a hand full on the 29th. We're going to get at you on a later date.
Yeah, I ain't walking with him. That's my boy. He's a good man, though, boy. Go ahead. Joe, go ahead and do what you do, Joe. Go ahead and do what you do, man.
Yes, let me hello Mr. Price for B. Let me hello Price. I got Keep on the Pride.
I'm going to go ahead and put him in the headlock then.
I got Keep on the Pride.
Keep your eye on the Pride, yeah?
So you trying to slap the paint off that car you got?
You're trying to put a motherfucking scratch down through that motherfucker.
At first you got to be in front of that motherfucker before you put a stripe on it.
Yes, sir. All
right.
That might them a well.
Oh.
Hey. So Joe must know what y'all don't know.
Man, Joe don't know shit, man. Joe's confident right now, man. I mean, he's doing the right thing. You're supposed to have confidence in yourself. If you ain't got confidence in you, you a lost cause.
Hey.
Excuse me. Hey, Joe. Y'all locked in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's the bet?
Yes, sir.
I ain't heard the bet. So, I mean, Tony, what's the bet, Tony?
5-on-5.
Why you asking Tony when you got Joe on the phone, man?
I'm sorry, Joe. What's the bet, Joe?
That's the bet, Joe?
I apologize.
5-on-5.
Damn.
Any side betting? Y'all got any room over there for some side
betting? Well, we're coming to kill you. I guarantee you ain't going to have no problem getting no bet. We're coming to kill you.
Okay.
He ain't gonna have no problem getting no bet. Believe that one. Or get here. We coming to chill.
Right. They self, goddamn
it. I ain't got the kind of car that only can take one pass.
Hey, fuck that. I forget how many pass, this and that. Right now, I got your ass in heat, boy. You the only motherfucker I'm focusing on, Price. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I want to fuck you up bad and hold you in a goddamn fucking slop, boy.
Hey, do what you got to do, Joe.
I'm doing it.
Hey, you know that song say, Joy? Joy, she is satisfied, whatever it is.
Wow. 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 Wow.
They're
going to be
407-4175. Your mic is open.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, when it all said and done, we're going to come over, we're going to chop it up, you know, we're going to have all that food on the grill and everything. I mean, I'm going to show you're going to stop everybody from eating and shit. You know, you're going to, ain't no more fucking food. You're going to shut the whole fucking grill down, every motherfucking thing. You're going to stop everybody from eating. Ain't no more food. I got to save it.
Why would I do such a thing of that attitude? I got the most southern hospitality in Florida.
Hey, Fire, I know I can't hurt your pocket. I'm just trying to hurt your feeling, boy. I know I can't hurt your pocket. Or I'm putting the feeling, I got it all in, though.
Hey,
damn it, man.
I hear you.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Man, what else you got on? What else you got scheduled for your program on the 29th? Outside of Mr. Price.
I got Price and supposed to be old Rock. Price and Rock and however way that may go. But
we got two heavy hitters over there, brother. We got two heavy hitters over there.
That's right. I wasn't looking for nothing dead. I looked for some competition.
In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. I try to tell people that every time. You know, when Big Low used to run into when Big Low used to run in Mississippi Jordan with the Gangsta Boo, he's like, why y'all keep racing the Gangsta Boo? See, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, hey,
yeah.
he was at the time he was the best in his region, and we felt we was the best in our region. So, we ain't have no choice but to go head to head. Nope.
Right.
So,
I give you props on that one. And he gonna have to fuck.
Right. Well, you know, I'm gonna be 100 now, Price. Normally, when you get too many bad bitches in the same place at the same damn time, normally it always be one out the bush. You can't get up now. You have one part.
My dick stay hard.
Can't get up now. Well,
I don't say by Ag or Seattle. I think that.
Well, Mr. Lewis,
hey,
I wish you the best.
Yo, I know you ain't been paying attention, but Joe been raising his ass off, man.
Who? Joe?
Yes, sir. This for them. That's why I'm ready to see this, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, bro.
Hey, how many of y'all used to go to church back in the day? Or still do? You remember how they used to have the church convention? And everybody used to look forward to going to the church convention.
Right.
Guess what? We got a convention coming, y'all. Come one, come
Uh-oh.
On. We're going to have a ball. July 29th, Orlando, Florida. Florida Boys presents his first annual Come Late and Play in FLA. If you ain't there, you're going to miss a treat. And it's just like Halloween. I want you to say, trick or treat!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm definitely going to be there. I want to be there when the gates open. I don't want to miss nothing. I don't even want to miss the track, the drag and the track going down the track. So, tell me, I don't want to miss nothing. Nothing, especially these D-League boys. These D-League boys, they going at it right off the trailer, straight down Broadway. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I like that type of shit right there, man. God Almighty. Mr. Joe Lewis. Is Mr. Lewis on the phone? Mr. Lewis? Chris? What happened to my phone? Yo, Chris, yo,
Frank. I'm here, Trev.
What time the boys supposed to get it in? What, Mr. Lewis' program, what is scheduled? What his race is looking like over there? What time he scheduled to go to war?
I know Price is at 9 o'clock. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we're at 8 o'clock.
At 8 or 9. 8, okay, 8 or 9. No, it's one off.
I think that's 5:05 in lane green grid at 8 o'clock.
And what's the deal with Ross? Him and Ross?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
You know Rock got a history down here, man, Trail. I'm just hoping he break that spell.
Yeah. I mean, last time I seen Rock down here, man, he fucked Baldy up, man. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what the race was with him and Smoke or him and Baldy, but he turned the wind light on. I don't know if they gave him the break or what. I'm not sure the details of the race, but the man did cut the wind light on last time I seen him. So... it's going to be a good one. That's all I can say. It's definitely going to be a good
one. I don't know why my prediction telling me. I ain't going to say nothing.
I don't think I'm going to say nothing. Hey, that can't tell them everything. Hey, wait till we get a little closer.
Yeah, I do. That's what we'll do. The week, we'll do a prediction on all the locked in races. That
would
be.
Right. That's right. I think that'll be good. I definitely think that'll be good. And boy, oh boy. In the words of Mr. Price, oh boy. All I can say is. Come to race. Don't leave nothing on the table. I don't want to hear that woulda, coulda shit. If we did, and we coulda did, and I shoulda did. Man, you shoulda did all that shit while you was at the track, sir. You know what joke? Nah, man, I had more in it, but I ain't wanna. You know how that go. We all done heard it before. We all done heard that go down. It just sounds like a bunch of excuses, and I ain't the one for excuses. You know, me or my crew, we normally, you know, we take a beating. Hey, we take a beating. I give it to Mr. Price. He one of them. And Mr. Price take an L. He quit to say, you know, go over there, shake a man here. Y'all got that. Y'all the better team. That's all. And go ahead on. You know, it take a real sport to do that. Everybody don't know how to win. And there's a hell of a lot of people that don't know how to lose. In order to become a great winner, you got to know how to become a good
gotta
loser.
Know how to lose.
So, got to know how to lose. You got to be able to lose with dignity. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot of dudes, they lose the race. They want to make a bunch of excuses. They want to cuss. They want to fight. They want to, you know, they want to take things to a level it really shouldn't even go to. Bro, you lost. It's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, it's going to be good, man. If things don't go your way, if you're planning on attending on the 29th, if things don't go your way, guess what? It's not all bad, brother. It's not all bad. You learned what you need to do or where you need to be to get your man. So now you got time to work on your program, getting it where it need to be. So the next time you see your man, you can grab your man and fuck him up. That's all I got to say, man. I don't know no other way to put it, you know? No other way to put it.
Well, Crew Chief, I mean, it ain't much going on, man. You might as well go on there and let the boys enjoy this Friday.
So, you know, with that being said, shit. Tony. Motherfucker been so quiet.
Yeah, I got you. I'm listening. I got you.
We got any hands up, Tony?
The last hand was 4175. He just never said nothing. I don't know who it is, but ain't nobody else after that. The rest of everybody else is open that was on.
Okay. Well, you know we about at that time, Tony. We about the edge of left, Tony. We about the edge of motherfucking left.
Okay, well, close it all out, Big Papa.
Well, with that being said, man, I look forward to seeing. I look forward to hearing y'all next week. Next Friday on the Slider Boy Show. Come lay and play in FLA. You know, it's getting close. Y'all go ahead and get your knifers, get your plug, get your slick, get your tuners, get your trailers ready. Make sure you got everything lined up. Got time. I'm going to say it again. You got time. It's like when we close the church out. No, when you go to church and they close out. And the pastor open the doors of the church. And somebody got a lot of background noise right now. What
Hello?
Came off you got a lot of background noise. Who that was? Somebody
hey,
got a lot
hey,
of background
66,
noise.
Hey, 6659, yo, Mike, you got some background noise. I had you open. I'm about to open you back up.
Can you hear me now a little better?
Yeah, we can hear
Hello?
You. What's going on, bro?
Oh, yo. Man, this white trash, man. Just calling to get an update on some of the lock-ins that didn't happen between last week and this week. I understand we got a little buddy locked in with A-Man, so that deal finally went through. What else did we get locked in on the background, on the back line, or on the morning show?
I knew we have to ask Mr. Rafer. Go ahead, Tony, if you can handle that.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Say that again. Repeat that.
I was just asking, did any new racers get locked in since last week? I know we got the little buddy in the A-Man truck. But I see a lot of activity on Facebook. I'm just trying to see who all locked in.
Oh, yeah. Travis and, not Travis, I'm sorry, but Blue Magic and, Jason Wells locked in. Magic looking for everybody. It's a bunch of activity. I mean, I ain't DPing all of them, but it's a couple of them did get locked in. So yeah, to answer your question, yes sir.
How many total races we got so far locked in that you know of?
At least four of them that I know of that's locked in, but you know, we still about a month out, so you know it's plenty of time.
Right. Another question I want to ask Tony: how many cars do you have locked in for the D League shootout? And can you give them
July
a roll
15th,
call?
July 15th. You got everybody on know who it is, but right now. The person that's throwing the race don't even know who that is.
Okay. Well, that's all I want. I was just trying to get an update on the race talk.
Hey,
he was,
and listen, I know a lot of everybody be wanting to know who's what, what's what, and everything like that, but I do that for a reason. You know, so July 15th, that's 2 weeks away from the 29th. Once I put that list out there, you know, it was a D-League list went up on Facebook. A lot of people wasn't really paying attention, but it's the left side and it's the right side. So I hear all the talk about it. You know, they get fast and that D-League is what it is. But, you know, the reason I don't really put out there who's racing yet is because, it keeps down the crosstalk. And when you do find out who's racing, all you got to do is place your bet.
Okay. Well, I'm back on mute. Y'all do your thing.
For sure. As I was saying, I'm going back to eggs and left. It's like when you're ending at the end of the church. You know, the pastor, you open the doors of the church. Doors of the church are open. And when you come, just come on. We will not embarrass anybody. But just make sure you have your stuff together on the 29th, or you will embarrass yourself. So if you don't get on the phone and talk big, be able to race big. If you don't get on the phone and talk big, be able to bet big. So guaranteed, these cats you talking big to, or these teams that you talking big to, they probably going to want to bet big. So you can't bet them type of numbers. No talk don't need to reflect that type of talk. It's just my 2 cents. Don't mean nothing. Hey, you can do what you want to do. But I promise you, if you talk big, you're going to get what you're looking for. So at any rate, I'm about to go ahead and close this thing on out. You know, Mr. Price, you got anything you want to add before we go?
I just want to say thank each and every one of you guys that take time out to participate on this particular radio show each and every Friday. All we're trying to do is help enhance the drug racing in Florida. And I think with everyone coming together as a unit and putting all their personal feelings to the side and let their race car talk for them, that's what it's all about, man. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. But if you are on the losing side, just be a man about it. And just think about Friday. When the man got knocked out, he lived to see the fight another day. So if you get knocked out, just get back up and pick yourself up again. Try it again.
Yep.
And try it again. And at first, if you don't succeed, just try, try, try. Now, you know what I know on the slide of work.
Amen. Big Chris, you got anything you want to add to that?
Man, I'm in high gear right now, Trail. You know what you do when you get in high gear.
Turn up.
You just hold on. When you're in high gear, you just hold on. And if the man ain't next to you, you don't need to grab another kick. But if he's next to you, you better grab it.
No. Mr. Rayford, you got anything you would like to add?
I just think it's a lot of anticipation. I'm going to speak on this D-League thing real quick. It's a lot of anticipation about that. I see a lot of talk going back and forth. This car don't match that car. Let me tell y'all something about D-League. It ain't nothing but contained grudge racing. We just do it in the form of a shootout. So you're not expected to see all the cars look alike. All the cars, we don't care if you got interior. You know, we don't care. It ain't about none of that, you know, because some of y'all ain't got no interiors and slower than me. You know what I'm saying? So that's just an avenue for y'all to get out there and gamble, do a little thing. Another thing, you don't got to bet them big old pots, man. I mean, everybody be feeling like, oh, man, we got to bet $1 million. You know, so they be scared, you know, to even try. Man, I don't care if you bet $50. Everybody know my limit is 100. So don't even ask to race me unless you willing to run for that. You know, outside of that, if a man want to race you, that's right. That's my pot. That's what I could afford to lose. And if a man want to race you bad enough, he'll race you. But then at the same time, you got to know how to push his button and massage his back and rub on his leg to make it want to do that. You know, so I believe my man Coochie said it best a long time ago. Study your craft. Study your craft.
Yeah.
And that's about all I got, Coochie.
For sure. Now, with that being said, I don't know what y'all got going on y'all Good Friday, but whatever y'all doing tonight, about to do tonight or whatever, y'all be safe out there. Remember, tomorrow's another day, and y'all got loved ones. You got people out there who love y'all, want to see y'all, you know, come back home safe and everything. So whatever y'all do, do it responsibly, and y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night, man. And until next Friday, y'all be safe. I'm out. All of them.